somebody's dropping the ball. And who's dropping the ball? I have to come back and point the finger at the church. Now, I know I can't drag people in here. I mean, people got to want to come to church. But this poll was taken by people that say they are Christians. Now, of course, they included other faiths so they could get a random. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You know, I do watch the news every once in a while. I try not to feed myself too much trash because it is a lot of doubt and unbelief. Just lift your Bible up and say it with me. Say, I believe everything my Bible says. It doesn't matter what the news media says. It doesn't matter what the devil says. It doesn't matter what circumstances say. It doesn't matter what polls say. Tonight, I am a believer. I do believe. I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Mario. Open your Bibles with me to the book of Matthew. I don't know if I should even bore you with those statistics other than to point out to you how sometimes we, again, take things for granted that just because people go to church that they're learning anything. Some people, you know, they just think that, I guess, the church is just to make them feel good. Well, I'm glad we can feel good. I'd rather you feel good than to walk out of here feeling bad. And now sin is designed to make us feel bad. And so if you're trying to serve God and stay in sin, you're not going to feel real good. But see, you got to receive God, and you've got to receive the man of God, or the one that God sends to minister or to teach the Word of God. But the Word of God has to be received. Are you with me? And, you know, I didn't bring all these things, but I was just looking at these things last night and yesterday. I said, man, where are we falling in these things? This survey, did any of y'all see I think it was on ABC News a couple of days ago, been on Fox News and all those places. It's just a survey that they took. It says, more Americans now believe their faith is not the only way. More Americans believe that their faith is not the only way. Well, I guess so, if their faith is not in God.
Amen.
It says a new survey release and, you know, blah, 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 believe that America is still deeply religious, a religious nation. More Americans no longer believe their tradition is the only way to eternal life, even in the teachings of their respective denominations say otherwise. You know, a lot of times people go to a church that their church doctrine says you have to be born again. Their church doctrine says that Jesus is the only way to eternal life. It's the only way of salvation. But yet the people are confused about what they believe. It says, and they did this survey with across the grain here, something like 35,000 adults. It says, unveils some disturbing evidence that many Americans are dismissing or don't know the fundamental teachings of their own faith. Now, that means that people can sit in their own church and really not know what their own church believes. You were probably that way at one time. You probably sat in a church, it was religious, and it looked like God, and it looked, you know, like, well, that's God, but you really didn't know what they believed.
Amen.
It says 70% of Americans with a religious affiliation shared that view. 70% of Americans with religious affiliation shared that view. While 68% said there is more than one true way to interpret the teachings of their own religion. I don't want to read the rest of this. I really don't. Because I'm not here to inject doubt and unbelief. But then again, you've only got 24% of America that says they go to church at least once a week. 24%, not of America, but 24% of those who have some form of religion. So the percentage of the total country even falls lower than that. You only have about 10% of the country that's actually involved in any kind of religious activities, much less the faith of God. Are you with me? So we need to pray for our nation. Amen? And when I see things like this, it just makes me want to do even more to get the Word of God out. Everything that we can do. I know some of y'all probably don't understand, you know, why we do some things, but my job is to instruct you, to get you to understand, teach you the Word of God. But let me again, as I share this, I want to share a little bit tonight on the kingdom of God, are the keys to the kingdom of God, because keys unlock things, right?
Amen.
And as I said a while ago, that you have to, the only way, let me say it this way, the only way you can know God is through the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The only way you can know God is through the Holy Spirit revealing to you who God is. If you're trying to find God through a man-made religion, you're going to find a God, because there's a lots of gods, G, little g, O-D-S, gods. But there's only one true God. Okay? And Jesus is teaching here, and it just kind of bears witness here what we've already been sharing. We want to look at this thing here, what's happening here. And Matthew 16, let me read here to you and kind of set some framework here. It says, when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, now look at this. He said, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Now keep in mind what I've already just told you briefly as we begin the message tonight. You cannot know God apart from a revelation of Jesus.
Amen.
Okay? So if there's anybody trying to find God without a revelation of Jesus, they're going to find the wrong God. They're going to find the wrong religion.
Amen.
They're going to wind up in the wrong place. They think they're worshiping. They think their faith will save them. But faith is just simply believing in something. Everybody believes in something. Even atheists believe in something. They believe there's no God. They believe they created themselves. So, they said, and see, what I want to point out to you is even in the day of Jesus, people were still struggling with this issue. Who is God? Who is God? They had the same thing. They just didn't have Fox News Channel or ABC or CBS or NBC. So the Spirit of God, see, is bringing these things to our attention, that the devil has no new tricks. There is no new tricks that the devil has. He's just got a greater audience now to, if you will, to deceive, because he's the master at deception. Are you with me? Okay. Thank God. And we greet those people that are listening, because, you know, a lot of people, we're not promoting this thing yet. We're testing. We're still in the preliminary state. We're not ready for prime time. And the only way people can find that we're broadcasting this is to go through the website, the COTLW website, because we're not advertising or promoting this thing yet. And there was 8 or 10 people Sunday. I got emails from people in East Africa. And also India, I mean, they were just, you know, I'm just telling you, you don't realize there are people all over the world that we can influence and affect. Now, sometimes we can get, you know, we say, well, look here, man, we could have a whole bunch more people in here. Yeah, we could, but they're not here. So we've got to, our job is to get the word out. Amen?
Amen.
Our job is to prepare the meal. And you know how you feel, moms. You know how you feel if you slave in that kitchen all day and you make your children a good meal and they thumb their nose up and say, no, I think I'll go to McDonald's. You know how you feel, right? So I want you to know this pastor, he prepares like he's coming in here, and this may be the last time that we ever get to hear the word of God. Praise the Lord. So my eyes are not on numbers, they're not on anything but Jesus, because Jesus has given us a proclamation, okay? And so he's asking here, who do men say that I am? Now, I just read you, and I could read you a whole bunch more of this, of who men say that God is. They just took that survey. They just took that poll, so we know who they say God is. Their God is not the same God. Amen. And I'm not afraid to say that.
Hallelujah.
I owe no man nothing but to love him. Now, if I was under the pressure and I was under the stress of having to raise thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a week to keep us afloat, then I probably would preach a little different. I would probably preach not to run anybody off. And I'm not trying to run anybody off. I'm not trying to run anybody off. But I am preaching the Word of God. I am asking you to open your Bible. I am asking you to verify and check me out. Amen? Because I don't want no deception. I don't want anybody to be deceived. I want you to find that in the Word of God, and you have to either say yay or amen or, whoa, wait a minute. You have to allow the Spirit of God to reveal to you the Word of God.
Amen.
That's why people can, you know, they can come and they can hear the preacher and they can hear something noise going on, but what did he say? Well, he said a joke, or he said, you know, people can remember the strangest things that you say. But do me a favor. Concentrate on the Word.
Hallelujah.
Everything's chicken but the bones in here. Spit out the bones and chew up the chicken. Amen?
Amen.
And when it's the Word, receive it like it's for you. Because God has a Word for you. Well, let's read on here. He said, some say you're John the Baptist, verse 14. Some Elijah, you know, the prophet. Others Jeremiah. These are the famous prophets in the Old Covenant. Or he said, but who do you say that I am? See, we can read polls, but aren't you glad we don't use the news media as our source for our faith? Aren't you glad that we have another source to get our information from?
Amen.
We have a source that is on the inside of us. That's why we have inside information. And then when we hear things, remember I've been teaching you for the last 2 or 3 weeks on the divine flow of the supernatural, about rightly learning to rightly divide the Word. I've been prophesying this. That's really what I'm doing when I'm up here preaching like this under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Now, I got tons of notes there, and I got tons of things in a list, but I'm saying when I'm under inspiration, I'm prophesying to you. And I was prophesying to you as far back as 3 or 4 weeks ago that you're going to have to discern and rightly divide every word that you receive between your two ears. Amen. And you're going to have to discern, is that of God or not of God? And I told you this, I'm not just talking about the Word. The Word is important, yes, and we've got to discern whether we're rightly dividing the Word that is truth. But we've got to rightly divide every voice that is speaking today that's in the earshot of our hearing. Because we're hearing a lot of things that are not being said from the pulpit. are not being said, if you will, from preachers, but that are being said by people that do not know God, but yet they want to stand up and talk about God.
Amen.
Now, you've heard this, I'm sure, many times. You can know about God, and there's almost everybody knows about God. But there's a big difference in knowing God.
Amen.
Right? There's a big difference in knowing about God and knowing who God is. And the only way, let me say it one more time to you, the only way you can know God is through the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus said, "Who do you say that I am?" Well, Peter, Simon Peter, verse 16, answered and he said, "You are the Christ." Now the word Christ is Christos in the Greek, or the anointed one. And let me just remind you, it's not Jesus' last name. Okay, some people just think, well, if he's at a mailbox, that'd be his last name on it. No. He is the anointed one. He is the Messiah sent by God. Okay? So every time you read that, you can say, Jesus, the anointed one, the Messiah sent by God. It says, he said, Jesus answered and said, he said, now look at this, blessed are you. When you can receive revelation by the Spirit of God, and by the way, that's who's going to have to give you the revelation is the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, that person will be blessed. You know why? Because if you're walking in darkness, you can't see. But when you walk in light, praise God, you're being illuminated. Your path is being illuminated. The Holy Ghost knows everything about God. He comes from God. He comes to bear witness. He comes to testify of Jesus. We have to, you know, we have to not know about Jesus, but know who Jesus is. That Jesus, He's not just up in heaven, you know, waiting for us to die or waiting for the rapture of the church. A lot of the church do not understand that Jesus still has a present day ministry. Jesus is alive, amen? And the Holy Spirit has been sent by God to dwell on the inside of us. That Holy Spirit knows everything about everything. He knows what's coming next week. He knows when you're going to get into situations. He already knows those things. Do you follow what I'm saying? You have inside information. In fact, the Bible says in 1 John again that you have the anointing on the inside of you. Now, what's the problem, Pastor? Well, the problem is we don't learn how to tap into our source. And if we don't learn to tap into the source that is the source, then we're going to use other sources as our sources for fillers. And when you use other sources, you're going to get confused. You're not going to know how to answer. You're not going to have a fullness of the revelation of God. Well, he says, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I say to you that you are Peter, or Petra. Again, I'll give you these terms as best I can in teaching without overwhelming you with the language. But really it refers to a small rock, a gravel, you know, like a pea-sized rock. He said, you are a small rock, and on this rock, not the Pope.
Amen.
He said, on this rock, because there's people that believe that, okay? But not you.
Amen.
It says, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell, in other words, hell has gates. Gates refers to authority. In other words, Satan has some authority. Now, his authority, now when I say authority, you also have to understand that that word denotes power. In other words, he does have some power. But his power is not superior to God. His power is not superior to a spirit-filled, Bible-believing, tongue-talking, Holy Ghost, glory, hallelujah. They call it, in Mexico and Latin America, they call us hallelujahs. I'm saying this to you. You have the power in you. Now stop and think about this. You have this power available to you to tap into. Now, I don't know if you've ever thought of this, and see, I'm already out of time, but listen to this. The hardest thing, if you want to categorize it, the hardest thing God had to do, the hardest thing, it wasn't hard for God to create creation, the earth, the stars, and the moon, and the zebras, and the monkeys, and the rocks. It wasn't hard for God to do it. He just spoke it into existence. Okay? The hardest thing that God, I'm trying to put this in perspective. The hardest thing that God had to do was to raise Jesus Christ from the dead. Why? Because he had opposition. He had all the forces of hell against and coming against him. Now, I'm trying to show you something. The hardest thing that God had to do was raise Jesus from the dead. But he did, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Amen.
I said he did, didn't he?
Amen.
And if he did, and Satan did everything that he could do to thwart or to oppose or to stop God from raising Jesus from the dead, but he did not succeed. In other words, Satan threw everything, every demonic force, every principality, every power, every ruler, every spiritual wickedness in high places, every rank and file of every demonic force he threw at Jesus to keep him incarcerated in the very bowels of hell itself. But God raised him from the dead. Now, that was the hardest thing that God had to do. And you know what? It didn't faze him.
Amen.
Now, you know what the next hardest thing to do is for God? Is to get a human being to receive Jesus as the Lord and Savior of his life. Amen. I said, the next hardest. Why? Because of the opposition. The devil does not want any human being to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life. Are y'all getting this? Okay. And we have that same spirit on the inside of us. That's what it tells us in Romans. If the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you or lives in you, he will make alive your dead body, or who was once dead in trespasses and sin.
Amen.
So all I'm telling you is this. If the devil, with every bazooka, every atomic weapon, everything that he had, every demonic force and power, could not stop God in the most difficult thing God had to do, he cannot stop you, because you have the same spirit on the inside of you. Yeah. So who do men say that I am? Well, they said, Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And what did Jesus say? He said, hey, you're right, but you didn't get that from a human source. You didn't get that from watching Fox News Channel. You didn't get that from reading the Mid-Valley Town Crier or whatever. Are you with me? You got that revelation by the Spirit of God. You cannot know God unless the Spirit of God reveals. Thank you, Lord. I want you all to stand up with me. I got a lot for you, and we don't want to have any void in our life when it comes to things of God. Revelation knowledge. Now listen to this before I close it in prayer. Revelation knowledge is going to be critical for you and I in these last days. Amen. Revelation knowledge. Amen. Now what did he say? He said, Peter, little bitty chiquita, little rock, up on this rock. The rock there is revelation. Amen. The revelation, on the revelation of who Jesus is, because you can't know God without a revelation of Jesus. He said, upon this revelation, I will build my church, and the power of Satan cannot prevail.
Amen.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm just, you see, but see, you got to take all this in context. But you can't forget who you are. You can't be ignorant of the times. You've got to get revelation of the present day ministry of Jesus and the authority of the believer. Because the devil can't do anything to you unless you allow him to do it. Now, there's a problem there. It's everything that gets done to us in that realm, we've allowed it to happen. And we shouldn't, and we're going to have to stop. He's put all things under your feet. Now, what does that mean? Well, let's say somebody got saved Sunday. We did have somebody get saved. I don't know if they're here today. Well, how many know if you got saved last Sunday, you're a baby? But we're comparing it to a body. Now, if you got saved 6 months ago, you're still a baby, because a baby don't grow up even physically in six months. They still have to be fed, right? They still have to be taken care of. But let's say you're a baby. And in comparison to a body, that might mean you're the little toe. Anybody got a little toe?
Chiquito.
But even if you're the little toe, where is that on the body?
On the foot.
It's on the foot. But where's that in comparison to under?
Hallelujah.
So see, even if you're the little toe in the body, it's still been put under you.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So you can't use the excuse, well, I'm not where they are yet. You don't have to be where we are yet. You just got to know that you have that power on the inside of you. Amen. Thank you.